Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, Audio Summary. Author, Richard Rumelt, professor at UCLA Anderson School of Management. Described by The Economist as one of the 25 most influential living thinkers in business and management, and by McKinsey as the strategist's strategist. Publisher, Crown Business, 2011, Chinese edition by CITIC Press, 2012. 328 pages. The difference between good strategy and bad strategy determines the life and death of organizations. Richard Rumelt spent 20 years studying a severely misunderstood concept, strategy. He found that most companies, government agencies, and even individuals don't have a strategy at all, they have a wish list. Real strategy is an extremely rare and powerful capability, identifying the key problem in a complex reality, and concentrating resources to deliver a decisive punch. Core idea number one, the kernel of good strategy has three essential components. The first is diagnosis. The starting point of strategy is not vision, not goals, it is an accurate diagnosis of reality. Like a doctor diagnosing an illness before prescribing treatment. Rumelt analyzes Steve Jobs' first move when he returned to Apple in 1997, he did not start with what Apple wants to become. He started with what is wrong with Apple. His diagnosis, the product line was too scattered, resources too diffused, no focus. Based on this diagnosis, he killed 70% of Apple's products and concentrated everything on the iMac. That diagnosis was the starting point of good strategy. The second is guiding policy. After diagnosis, you need a guiding policy that tells the entire organization, what is our approach to dealing with this challenge? It is not specific execution steps, it is a compass. Walmart's early success relied on an extremely clear guiding policy, use centralized management to crush supply chain costs, thereby achieving the industry's lowest retail prices. Every store opening decision, every inventory management rule, every supplier negotiation all revolved around this guiding policy. It was not a slogan, it was a thinking framework that guided all specific decisions. The third is coherent action. The guiding policy cannot live in PowerPoint slides. It must translate into a set of mutually reinforcing specific actions. These actions cannot contradict each other, they must combine into a unified force. Starbucks' rise was not because it sold coffee, it was because it executed a completely coherent set of actions, only premium high-traffic locations, uniform in-store experience standards, standardized staff training, and a firm refusal to engage in price wars. Every action reinforced the same positioning, premium coffee experience. That is the power of coherent action. Core idea number two, bad strategy has four hallmark features, and it is more common than you think. The first is fluff. Using empty buzzwords like empower the ecosystem, build a closed loop, or customer-centric statements that are not wrong, but tell you nothing about who is the enemy. Where are resources allocated? What battles are we not fighting? The only function of fluff is to make the listener feel that makes sense while letting the speaker escape real thinking. The second is mistaking goals for strategy. Rumelt gives a classic example, a CEO announces we will enter the Fortune 500 within 5 years, and then considers his strategic work done. That is not a strategy, it is a wish. Strategy is not where do I want to go, it is how do I get from the reality of here to the goal of there. A goal without a path is just a slogan. The third is failure to face the challenge. The most insidious feature of bad strategy is the refusal to confront the true, difficult problem. The organization's core problems usually involve redistributing interests, restructuring power dynamics, and shrinking legacy businesses, all of which are painful. So bad strategy chooses to go around them, addressing less painful but also less important issues. It looks like action, but it is really running in place. The fourth is incoherent actions. This is the most fatal type of bad strategy. Each department does its own thing, and strategic directions directly contradict each other. For example, a company claims to premiumize while running discount promotions, it claims to be innovation-driven while cutting R&D budget by 30%. A strategy like that is worse than no strategy at all. Core idea number three, why is bad strategy so pervasive? Rumelt gives a disturbing answer, because good strategy requires making choices, and choices mean giving things up, and giving things up means making enemies. he analyzes the decline of DEC, Digital Equipment Corporation. When the personal computer wave arrived, DEC's management clearly knew they had to transform. But they could not make choices. They wanted to keep the legacy mini computer business and enter the PC market and do servers. The result, they did everything and excelled at nothing. They were eventually wiped out by Compaq and Dell. The essence of bad strategy is the unwillingness to face the pain of choosing. Another reason is the proliferation of template strategy. The market is flooded with strategy templates, SWOT analysis, balanced scorecards, five forces models. These tools are not wrong in themselves, but when you treat them as strategy itself, you fall into the trap of using tools to replace thinking. Rumelt warns, strategy is a creative act, not a fill-in-the-blank exercise. Core idea number 4, good strategy has 10 identifiable sources of power. Part 2 of the book systematically breaks down 10 sources of strategic power. 3 highlights. The first is leverage. The essence of strategic leverage is using minimal resources to produce maximum impact. Rumelt analyzes how Toyota anticipated the 1970s oil crisis, pre-positioned energy-efficient vehicle models, and defeated the big three U.S. automakers in one stroke. Toyota did not have more resources, it had more accurate anticipation and more decisive resource concentration. The second is proximate objectives. Good strategy does not pursue delusional goals like change the world. It pursues proximate objectives, targets that are challenging but within reach. President Kennedy's 1961 announcement, put a man on the moon within 10 years, looked crazy, but it was a brilliant proximate objective, specific enough, focused enough, measurable enough, so that all of NASA's resources and talent were perfectly organized around it. The third is dynamic perspective. Good strategy is not a one-time plan, it is a sensitivity to change. Rumelt uses NVIDIA's case to show this. NVIDIA's first graphics chip failed, but it acutely captured the trend that graphics processing demand would move from professional to mass markets, adjusted its strategic direction 3 times in a row, and eventually became one of the most important chip companies in the AI era. A good strategist is not a fortune teller, but they have an extremely sensitive nose for change. Core idea number 5, thinking like a strategist requires cultivating 3 cognitive capabilities. The first is tools to overcome short-sightedness. Human instinct is to focus on the immediate and ignore the long-term, to focus on the local and ignore the systemic. Rumelt recommends that managers develop the habit of drawing system diagrams, think about problems in an interconnected system, not in isolation. The second is cultivating the capacity for self-doubt. The greatest enemy of strategic thinking is overconfidence. Rumelt cites extensive psychological research proving that most strategic failures are not due to insufficient information, but to decision-makers believing too strongly that they are right. He recommends establishing a red team, a group specifically tasked with challenging your strategic assumptions. The third is developing the habit of recording your judgments. The ability to think strategically is not improved by talent, it is improved by deliberate practice. Rumelt recommends, every time you make a strategic judgment, write down your reasoning process. 6 months later, look back, which judgments were right, which were wrong, and why. This judgment journal is the most effective training tool for strategic thinking. For executives navigating complex, fast-changing industries, the practical implications of this book are direct and urgent. First, before anything else, what is the core challenge? Do not start with vision statements. Start with diagnosis. What is the one constraint that, if solved, would unlock everything else? That is where strategy begins. Second, strategy is about saying no. The most powerful strategic move is often not what you choose to do, but what you choose to stop doing. Most organizations fail not from lack of ideas, but from lack of discipline to abandon the wrong ones. Third, coherent action beats brilliant analysis. A mediocre strategy executed with perfect coherence will beat a brilliant strategy executed with fragmented actions every time. The question is not, is this a good strategy? The question is, are all our actions pulling in the same direction? Richard Rumelt summarizes the entire book in one sentence: strategy is not about what you want. It is about what you are willing to give up, and where you are willing to concentrate all your resources to deliver a decisive, coherent punch. That sentence is worth reflecting on, again and again. End of good strategy, bad strategy audio summary.